of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Electric City Signs and Neon, over 50 years of sign design, fabrication, installation, and maintenance in the upstate, specializing in neon, plastic, flex face, channel letter, and LED message signs. Electric City Signs is ready to serve you with the highest level of satisfaction. Have questions? No problem. Their experienced team will see your project through inception to installation. Professional sign services at the best price. It's got to be Electric City Signs and Neon. Visit electriccitysigns.com or call 225-5351 today. Go Tigers!
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Ships at sea. You want to get in 654-7627, 654-7627. First, Ramona, before we get going, we're like all over the place the next few days, right? Tomorrow, the national championship day, Monday, has thrown me off. Tomorrow is Thursday, and that means I will be at Twin Peaks. So if you listen to the show and you like the show, the way you support it is coming to Twin Peaks. We had a great group out there last week, had all sorts of fun. Trust me, people have a blast coming out with the show. The way it works is, you know, man, I'm staying too. I mean, I'll be there. So, you know, you come for the show, and then we move the little party to the back room, and we put tables together, the long tables, and people come and hang out, and we spend the evening. So come on out to the show and stay for the after party. And then on Friday, Ramona, I'll be at the South Carolina International Auto Show. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. And that's a really big event. And, you know, you can come and actually drive the vehicles there. Even the kids have a section where they can drive kids' vehicles. I mean, it's just a great family event. And I always have loved, I've always been a fan of the auto shows. I see what's out there. I see what's coming next. You know, it's just, it's sort of one of those things I've always liked. I'm more interested this year than ever before at some of the new things that are out there. And so I'm looking forward to being at the auto show on Friday. And we'll give you more information about that later. Also, Bob Iback joining us at 425. Is that right, Ramona?
Yes.
Are you going to say more than one word tonight?
I'm sure I am, okay, but the answer to both of those questions was yes.
Okay, gotcha. I mean, you want to conserve them because, you know, you never know when you might need them later. We have a million things to get to. You want to get in, 654-7627, 654-7627. That is the number to call. It's supposed to get cold tonight again, by the way, in 20s, I heard. Yeah, how about that? You know, obviously, there's a lot of aftermath of the national championship game. I also want to talk some NFL today. Some of the decisions that are being made in the National Football League. You know, it's interesting. I've been sort of bombarded by where does Clemson fit in history? David says, take a look at the new Ford Bronco. Right. I mean, I've been talking to George Coleman about that vehicle since I first heard about it. You know, where does this particular Clemson team fit in history? And I don't know, you know, to evaluate that, you have to know and think about and have time to sort of look at the entire history of the game. Because there were so many great teams of lore of the past. There were dominant football teams. You know, some of those Army teams, for example, were dominant football teams. And so it would take a lot to go back and sort of compare and analyze all these teams and to think about it. And so for me, it's a little bit easier. I think if you just sort of talk about the modern era as opposed to going back and judging all of history. But if you want a fair evaluation of where this Clemson team sits, you'd have to do the historical evaluation. I think the question is it the best Clemson team of all time first? Because, I think it has two rivals. And I don't know that the answer is this clear cut. And part of that is because as great as this team was and as dominant a fashion as they won in, and I think it was the most impressive probably game in Clemson football history, I'm still of the belief that Alabama was fundamentally overrated, particularly given Tua's health. You know, and so there's that element of it. I mean, I think that in some ways the last Alabama team that Clemson beat for the national title was a better team than this team. Because that team had a more established identity. Obviously, it had a quarterback dilemma in Jalen Hurts, but Alabama had a quarterback dilemma of a different type this go-round. You know, and so there's that. But obviously, this is the first 15-0 team in 100 years. And if you want to evaluate it based on that, I think the answer to who the most talented team in the history of football was still the 2001 Miami Hurricanes. I think that was the most talented team the game has ever seen. And quite honestly, I think by a pretty wide margin. But was it the best team? That's a different element. Texas said this had to be Saban's worst defense, right? Yes, it was Saban's worst defense, as we've been trying to tell people since before the start of the year. Clearly, Saban's worst defense. You know, the defense that Clemson beat to win the national championship a couple years ago, that defense was alleged to be the greatest of all time. Again, every time there's a greatest of all time, they lose, no matter what it is. Whole team, defense, whatever. The 2001 Miami team had a close call with Virginia Tech. But even great teams have close calls. Clemson had two close calls this year. I think the most dominant team of all time was the 95 Nebraska Cornhusker team. Because that team was never challenged all year by anybody. Ramona, do me a favor. If you stop stuffing your face in there for a minute, we just started the show. Listen, look up the 95 Nebraska Cornhusker schedule results. You know, I think they played some decent teams out of conference, too. They played Arizona State. I think they had a game against Washington at the end of the year at Washington, if memory serves. But that team, I believe the closest game they had all year was Washington State. And that was a 35-21 game. It was a 14-point spread, I believe. And I think that was by far the closest game they had all year. The next closest was in the 20s. So no one ever challenged them at all. They destroyed every single team they played all year. There was never a team that was in a game with them. They were never threatened. They were never challenged. And, of course, in the national championship game, which, again, you know, the Kellen Corcoran in this conversation as I was coming in about, we carried it over during the break, about, you know, the most surprising title outcomes and how did this year compare to some others. Another one in that category had to be that Nebraska-Florida game in 95. Because even as dominant as Nebraska was, those two teams were, you know, that was supposed to be like a championship for the ages. They're supposed to be two all-time great teams, and they were going to duel, and somebody was going to win, somebody was going to lose, but it was going to be a, you know, a war. Well, it turned out it wasn't a war. It was an absolute bully beatdown of unparalleled historic proportions in a championship game. And the game wasn't as close as the final score. And the final score, what was it, like 62 to 20-something? What was the final score? Do you have it?
62-24.
It was basically a 40-point game, and honestly, it wasn't even that close. And that Florida team was supposed to be historically great. Historically great. In fact, I think they were a slight favorite in that game, but I'm not 100% certain of that. Give me the Nebraska score results from 1995. 12 games. Give me the scores and the results.
Okay, Oklahoma State, 64-21.
Hold on a second. Clemson, Trent, I agree Alabama's defense was overrated, but can you explain why their defensive efficiency was so high? Yeah, they played no offenses. They had a pulse. They played dinosaur hunter offenses all year, and then they were exposed. I mean, you heard Kellen Quark give you that stat. I tweeted it the other day, too, or retweeted it, I should say, of how LSU had scored, like, no points against Alabama in whatever it was, 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, whatever it was. And Clemson scored more points than LSU in all those games combined. They just weren't challenged. They had major flaws that people should have seen if they understood what talent looked like all year, but they didn't. People just believed what they wanted to believe. They believed in whatever whatever fantasies and fairy tales were being told to us, that Alabama was the greatest team ever, that no one was going to beat them. We told you before the year that this would be a great Alabama offense, but the defense was going to be appreciably worse than any Alabama team we had seen in recent years. And the reason was the secondary and the fact they had no legitimate outside pass rusher. Well, both those things proved to be 100% accurate, 100%. And ultimately, they led to Alabama's downfall. So I think that's the answer. They weren't tested. Again, the end of the year, they faced Fromm, Murray, and Lawrence. They gave up over 300 yards passing to each one of those guys. And so they were exposed. And again, had Oklahoma had Marquise Brown, they would have been exposed to an even greater degree in that game. I don't think they would have ever made it to Clemson had Oklahoma had a healthy Marquise Brown. I just don't. I think Oklahoma would have outscored them. I think Oklahoma would have put up 50, 60 points on them. I mean, they put up 34 the last three quarters without Marquise Brown. All right, give me the scores of those games in 95.
Oklahoma State, 64-21.
That's the season opener?
Yes.
Okay, season opener, Oklahoma State, 64-21.
And then Michigan State, 50-10.
I mean, every game is like a 40-point game. Yeah, go ahead.
Arizona State, 77-28.
Well, except that one, which is a 50-point game. Go.
Pacific, 49-7. Mm-hmm. Washington State, 35-21.
I believe that's the closest call they had in the year, and it really wasn't close. And it was a 14-point game, and, you know, Washington State never had any chance in that game.
Missouri 57-0. Yeah. Kansas State 49-25. Colorado 44-21.
44-21. So that's 23. Right now, that's the second closest game they had in the year.
Iowa State was 73-14. Kansas 41-3. Oklahoma 37-0.
And they beat Oklahoma 37-0 that year?
Yeah, and then the last game, 62-24.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I think I got it twisted because I'm not sure what I said before, but Miami played at Washington that year. The 2001 Miami team played at Washington at the end of the year. All right. So the closest game was Washington State of 14 points, and the next closest game was Colorado at 23 points.
Yes.
And then they won the national championship game by 38 points. Yes. In a game that wasn't as close as the score. And had two 200-yard rushers in the game. Because Tommy Frazier and Lawrence Phillips, by my recollection, each rushed for over 200 yards in the game. They were dominant defensively, too. I mean, they got after you. I mean, they destroyed Danny Werfel in that game. Absolutely destroyed Danny Werfel. And Spurrier never really adjusted, didn't go max protect, didn't do any of that. You know, he just let Danny Werfel get slaughtered all game and stuck to the same philosophy that he came into the game with, which obviously required adjustment. Again, you know, it's hard. I mean, I certainly think this team this year was a great football team. I mean, there's no question about it. I mean, they went 15-0 and dismantled Alabama for the national championship game. If I had to choose the most dominant team in history, I think it would have been the 95 Nebraska Cornhuskers. These are subtle differences in the phrasing of the question. You know, again, I think the 95 Nebraska Cornhuskers were probably the most dominant team. And I think the 2001 Miami Hurricanes were the most talented team. And I think the talent level of the 2001 Miami Hurricanes is inarguable. I mean, I think that is... That's clearly the most talented group that ever played the game. And again, I don't think it's close. I don't think it's close. However, I think when you look at just sheer dominance, I think it was the 95 Nebraska team. I think what you're saying is you can have a most talented team that may not necessarily be the best team. You know, that, again, Miami, clearly the most talented, but I think 2001 Nebraska, the most dominant. And this Clemson football team is obviously historically great and significant. It's hard to go unbeaten. It's hard to go unbeaten. It's even harder to go and beat when you have to do it 15 times. All right, Waltip Tula Road Rage. Looper, you're up first. You want to get in, 654-7627. Texas said, was that the Tommy Frazier, Lawrence Phillips team? Yes, it was. And again, each of those two guys, if memory serves me, each of those two guys rushed for over 200 yards in the national championship. Just those two guys against Florida. Quick break, Waltip Tula Road Rage. We'll be right back.
Running a business takes a lot of work. Sometimes you need help to get to the next level. When you partner with Northland Business, you'll get our local team committed to providing the customer service solutions you need to get there. With fast, affordable internet, scalable fiber optic solutions, and around-the-clock network monitoring, you can trust Northland Business to help your business grow. Just visit northlandbusiness.com to learn more today. Not available in all areas. Additional restrictions and conditions apply. See northlandbusiness.com/offers for full details.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
Another year has come and gone, and if you are ready to ring in the new year with a new look, Urban Nirvana is the place to be. Their professional stylists can give you a look that makes you feel your best, and when you feel your best, you can tackle anything. The spa is the place to start your new year off with a kind of refreshing, relaxing rejuvenation that can change your outlook. Get ready for the new year with Urban Nirvana. Two locations, MacBee Station and the Shops at Greenridge, or online at urbannirvana.com.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
You started a DIY project at home. Then you realize convenience isn't always easy. The why in DIY doesn't mean why is this so hard. At ADT, we DIFY, do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT, real protection.
Hey, homebuyers, you're about to make the biggest purchase of your life. It's a stressful, high-pressure situation. You need a lawyer you trust to make sure your deal closes without a hitch. Holiday Law Firm is your go-to closing attorney in the upstate. Hayes Holiday and Trey Ingram have helped hundreds of homeowners close on their dream home, and they want to be your closing attorney. Call Hayes and Trey today to help you with your purchase. You'll be glad you did. Visit holidaylawfirm.com for more information.
Does your home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking? These are all signs that a foundation problem is stealing value from your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 475-1671. We know your home is your number one investment, and we can help protect it. Don't wait for a foundation problem to get worse. If you have sagging floors or cracks in your sheetrock, call Canty Foundation Specialist, 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
His bark is worse than his bite. It's Road Rage with Walt Deftula on 105.5 The Roar.
What were you thinking?
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
I can take the pitchfork from the devil. Keep a super suit like I'm incredible.
Walt up to the Red Rage, where do we CCP 105.5 The Roar. Trayvon Mullen declaring for the NFL draft. I don't think this surprises anybody. He'll be in that mix of cornerbacks. There are about four guys that will be in the mix to be the top cornerback taken. And quite honestly, it will take more information. We'll need to see Trayvon run and how he does in all of his postseason trials. But look, this shouldn't surprise anybody who listens to the show, because way back when I did my high school evaluation of Trayvon Mullen in that recruiting class, I said he would one day be a round one draft pick. People thought I was crazy. They didn't think he ran well enough. And again, compared to a couple of these other guys, he's probably not going to post as fast a time. But there's a good chance he is going to be a round one cornerback. And again, I warned of that back on his signing day. Fact. You want to get in 654-7627, 654-7627. You know, I'm coming to you guys on the phones. I thought Brent Venables did a really good job confusing Tua Tagovailoa in the game. I think that was a part of it as well. I think he showed him a lot of different things and then took them away. I think he baited him. He certainly baited him on the first interception, showing a cover two look and dropping out of man coverage and essentially playing it like a zone. But I think all game long, I thought he messed with Tua a little bit. And look, you get that. People worry about this matchup. They'll talk about quarterback versus quarterback or quarterback versus pass rush or quarterback. But sometimes what you get is quarterback versus defensive coordinator. In fact, that's what you always get. And so I think there was some of that element in this game. And Tua is still a young quarterback that hasn't seen an awful lot, especially in that league, the way that league plays. To the Northland Communication phone lines, Looper, what's going on?
Oh, I don't think we're in Kansas anymore. Ding dong, the witch is dead, the witch is dead, the witch is dead. Ding dong, the witch is dead. Perfect Saban, the witch is dead. He ain't no, I got a new name for him now. He ain't Napoleonic because he done stepped down a notch. He ain't the midget. He's going to be called Stumpy because we stumped him. His nickname, that's going to be his nickname for old Nick Saban is Stumpy.
Yeah, well, look, I think he did take a step back, not historically, but in the present tense.
Well, I don't count all them fictitious championships he won on them ESPN propaganda machine. And Mr. Goebbels, Mr. Finneybone, you can just go back, crawl back up to your mountains in Tennessee and just hope and pray they do something. You can spread that propaganda like Goebbels all you want all over the airwaves. He said they still had the better talent, the better NFL players, and all of this. And nobody challenged him. I like to ask him if they were so great. How come they got stalked?
Yeah. Again, I think it was a mismatch, as it turns out. I think that Clemson was just better. I think that Clemson would have beaten Alabama. And they played 12 times on neutral fields this year with this Tua Tagovailoa. I think Clemson would have won every game or almost every game.
And then we got the little man down yonder in Cluckerville. Monkey Chop, he's now going to be called Monkey Clucker. Now look at this man. Put Dabo beside him in a press conference. Look which one's more businessman, happy-go-lucky, clean-shaven. Then look at Monkey Dingle. He looks like a man ain't combed his hair in 50 years. Like he looks like an unmade up bed. He's never got a smile. He looks like a man that needs some Maalox.
Well, yeah, okay, but wait a minute, Looper. Come on, man. What's Bill Belichick look like? Are you going to say he's not a great coach? I mean, I don't think it has anything to do with it.
I don't care about the pros. I don't watch much of them. I just watch now since we got a good quarterback. He needs some help out there in Texas. Then Houston, boy. I mean, he needs some line blocking. I mean,
who are you talking about? Wait a minute. Who are you talking about now? Who needs?
Deshaun Watson. He got sacked 66 times.
Yeah,
this year,
that's true. And he also needs to get rid of the ball more quickly.
Well, like I said, he's a whole lot better prodigy. And here we get the Alabama player, old Mr. Williams. I don't know where he's from. Says Lawrence didn't throw all them perfect passes.
Yeah, Quinton Williams.
Perfect to me. He looked awful perfect to me. Well, again, he sure lit him up.
Yeah, look, I think that who was it? Who was it yesterday? It was Alex. Alex called and he said, they're not 50-50 balls when you catch every one of them.
Yep, what was that? 8 for 12 on third down. Yeah. Must not have been too perfect.
Yeah.
Keep old Monkey Dingle down there. He's the made up man, the made up bed. He struggled there. That 500. Now we got Herman out there. They say he's back. He's part of the brain trust up there from.
I gotta tell you what. I could see this playing out over the next 5 years. Texas is coming back, all right? As long as they can keep their defensive coordinator, they're coming back because they have one of the best DCs in the country. In fact, he's the best coach on that staff. But Texas,
he's from that same tree.
Texas is coming back, and if they do, I can tell you this. The arch villain in college football is going to be Tom Herman because nobody likes him. Nobody. So if he turns Texas into a powerhouse, trust me, this guy is going to be hard to live with.
Well, he's part of that neurosurgeon up there. They got that great, lap dancing going on up there in that part of the world. And then you got Smarty Man. He does another Mark Rick, and I'll take it out there.
All right, Looper, thank you. We're going to get to some of the moves that have been made in coaching hirings, both collegiately and in the National Football League as well. A couple things. I know all six lines are lit. Will writes, dominance is a product of talent and discipline and coaching, et cetera, but schedule also plays a role. If you play far inferior opponents, you can look dominant without being great. Not saying the 95 Huskers weren't great. They were. But because of those factors, I lean 0-1 Canes. But, look, I would say the 95 Huskers played a tougher schedule than the 0-1 Canes. And you know, look, they destroyed everybody. And they would have destroyed anybody who was put in front of them. I mean, Florida was allegedly historically great team, and they crushed them. They didn't just beat them. They made an example of them. They posterized them historically. So, and actually, the Huskers' OOC schedule is pretty good that year, too. I just think Nebraska would have destroyed anybody. And, you know, when you go back and you watch some of the old film on Nebraska, what people don't get is they were maulers at the point of attack. They weren't built to produce NFL offensive linemen. They were built to mow people down. There was a highlight the other day, and I pointed this out. I don't remember who put it up, but it was of Scott Frost, and he was beating Tennessee and Peyton Manning. And it was a time where Nebraska had won 47 out of 49 games. And, you know, and people put the highlight up. Maybe it was NCAA football. I can't remember. And I wrote after it, people should be looking at, look at the offensive line blocking. They were killing people. Nebraska's offensive linemen were constructed. They were like 6'2 and 325 pounds, and who knows, you know, how they all got that way. But they killed people. They recruited offensive linemen based on their ability to block in that scheme, not based on what type of future pro they were going to turn into. And they mauled people. I mean, they just mauled people. And then they had such great talent playing behind it. Lumbee agrees with this that was sent by Marty Smith. He says, I'm not sure what that tweet means or text means, Lumbee, but he says, no matter where Jalen Hurts chooses to play in the future, his legend at Bama is eternal. He'll be forever revered. He'll be the first ever true freshman quarterback starter for Saban. You know, I'm sorry. I just don't agree with that. I know that Lubby, you retweeted and people will agree with that. I think the Jalen Hurts story was a nice little story, but I think in 2 years people will forget he ever played there. I mean, in all honesty, what's to remember? Had Alabama gone on to win the title, then maybe, but they didn't. And so whatever magical moment he had against Georgia, which I told you was just one little moment. Don't cling to it. I mean, don't make it seem like when people talk about the great quarterbacks of all time in Alabama, they're going to talk about Jalen Hurts because they're not. You know, that's a nice thing to say. You know, that's the kind of thing we politely say today when we want to be politically correct. But the truth is, 2 years from now, no one will ever remember Jalen Hurts even played at Alabama. They won't. I'm sorry. They won't. What's to remember? That he lost big games? That he was terrible in championship settings? That he had to be replaced in the national championship game because he couldn't gain a yard? I'm sorry. This is the truth. You know, I know the truth sometimes bothers people, but that's the truth. You know, it was a nice little story for a minute against Georgia, but that story's over. And that is not going to live eternally. Trust me. I don't want to sound like the bad guy about Jalen Hurts, but I mean, I have never changed the way I felt about him. From the day I first saw him, he can't throw. I mean, he can't throw at all. They brought him in that game the other day. It was an embarrassment. And now he's going to go, he's in the transfer portal. Transfer to what? Transfer to where? Who's going to name Jalen Hurts as starting quarterback anywhere? I'm sorry, it's not going to happen. Andrew, how are you?
I'm doing well. I hope you are. Walt, I can't disagree about that Nebraska team because I remember them. And they were, that year there was nobody touching them.
And as of right now, I can't disagree about the talent portion of that Miami team, but I'm not so sure that we can go on and write the book on that because
yeah, we can. You don't want me, Andrew. You don't want me to read the talent on the Miami on the 2001 Miami
team.
Oh
no,
trust
me. I know it. I read it this morning. I know who was on that team. There were some. I mean, Vince Wolfert, Begahee, Gore. I mean, there's a lot of and Reed. I mean, all those guys. There were some super talented guys on there, but this Clemson team that we got right now, a lot of these guys are still there. And who says what's going to happen by the end of their careers with, you know, T. Higgins and Ross and the
yeah. Look, I don't disagree.
KJ Hendry. I mean, a lot of these guys. I mean, we got a bunch of youngsters on here,
no question.
We got a bunch of guys that are going to graduate and get drafted really high. And by the end of the careers of some of these guys, we might look at that a little differently.
Well, again,
I'm not sure we'll get up to the level of that Miami team, but it might get close.
Yeah. Again, it's a great football team. A great football team, and it's loaded with talent, and Clemson keeps out recruiting the existing talent. The next generation is always better. The next team, I should say, is always better, and that's just the way it keeps going. But from a historical standpoint, you know, unless you want to attack Ken Dorsey, which someone's already done on Twitter, but of course Dorsey was a great college quarterback. You don't have to be a great pro quarterback, but even at running back, they had Clinton Portis, Willis McGahee, Najee Davenport, and Frank Gore. the backups to the backups were unbelievable. I mean, you had guys like Kellen Winslow and Sean Taylor and Antrell Roll, and these guys were all backups. You know, I mean,
I'm not going to disagree with you. I mean, I'm not disagreeing with you now. All I'm saying is by the end of the years that the guys that are on this team right now,
yeah,
it might get close because I mean I think KJ Hendry by the time he's done is probably going to be a very nasty.
Oh yeah, look,
big round
again
guy.
The edge guys.
There's a lot of edge guys that
Clemson has. Ready to take over next year are the best group that they've ever had. I mean, it's actually significantly more talented than this year's group. Again, Xavier Thomas is one day going to be a top 10 draft pick. And again, the comp for him coming out of high school that I offered on air was Bradley Chubb. That's who he is. He's same guy. And he wound up going in the top five and is had 11 and a half sacks as a rookie.
Yep, it is kind of hard to believe that Miami had those three backs on that team.
Oh, it's like every position. I mean, they were just so stockpiled with talent at like virtually every position. I mean, the backups went on to be just tremendous players at the pro level.
Yeah,
I mean,
and
guys who couldn't get on the field.
Willis McGahee, to me, if he had not had that horrific knee injury in that national championship game, I think he would have been one of the best NFL backs we talk about.
Andrew, I have to run. I appreciate the phone call. Good job. Matt, Clemson fan, Knowles fan, I'm coming right to you as soon as we come back. My Garage, by the way, wants to congratulate the national champion Clemson Tigers. Big-time Clemson fans right here in Clemson. Family-owned and operated. They'll make sure you're treated as such. They serve the entire upstate and the mountains of North Carolina for more than a decade. Their team is over 100 years combined experience. They're absolutely incredible. They do it all. Anything to do with vehicles, computer diagnostic, engine repair, preventative and scheduled maintenance, suspension works, brakes, AC, heating, more. My Garage is well known for their work with the exotics, but they do far more than that. They're a Michelin Alliance dealer. So in other words, any make and model vehicle, Lester and Roxanna want you to know they work on it. They're a Michelin Alliance dealer. They carry Michelin, BF Goodrich, Uniroyal, a million more brands. Complimentary brake inspection when you mention my name. With oil changes, you get a 32-point inspection if you mention my name. And oh, by the way, they also have robotic alignment. A human being never touches your vehicle. It's perfect every time. 864-633-5800. 864-633-5800. Monday to Friday, 8 to 6. Walt Tiptula Road Rage, quick break.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialist can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at CantyFoundationSC.com.
It's boat time at Bojangles. Get your choice of a four-piece chicken supreme snack or a two-piece chicken dinner for $3.99 each. That's a four-piece supreme snack or a two-piece dinner, just $3.99 each for a limited time. Bojangles, it's boat time.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility On Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-506-2734. 800-506-2734. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-506-2734.
J. Grady Randolph is hiring. Specializing in flatbed hauling since 1935, JGR has deep roots in the Carolinas and proudly supports the Clemson Tigers. Start your new career today by calling 864-761-4041. J. Grady Randolph offers competitive pay and free family health care coverage. Local and regional positions available. Call 864-761-4041 or get more information online at driveforjgr.com. That's driveforjgr.com.
Let's observe the inflatable noodle man. His constant undulating entices people to look at me, look at me. He's tireless and brainless. A literal airhead. Curiously, however, the inflatable noodle man, when hearing that Geico not only saves people money, but also has an award-winning app that makes it easy to manage one's policy, he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Just ask an inflatable noodle man. Carefully, they are unpredictable creatures.
Did you know you can spray Lionex on just about anything that needs protection? How about adding a non-slip grip to your axe? Or how about a park bench, a trailer, van liner, work truck, motorcycle? Think outside the bed liner and Lionex it.
Call us today at Lionex of Anderson.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Oh, going to throw it left side. Higgins goes up, makes the grab at the 35, breaks tackles across the 25, 20, at the 15, coming right side out by the half to the 5, dives to the end zone. Did he get in? He did!
We are WCCP, 105.5 The Roar.
Walt Tiptula Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Zach says, I was simply saying Hurts and Kelly Bryant have to make decisions that's best for them. They both have high character. Yeah, no, it wasn't about you. It wasn't about you, Zach. It's about the Marty Smith tweet, which I just fundamentally disagree with. I mean, I think it sounds nice. It sounds like a nice thing to say. You know, it's the kind of thing nice people say. But that's not really my job. My job isn't really to be nice. It's just to tell you what I perceive to be the truth. And I'm sorry, I just don't believe that. I don't think 50 years from now, people are going to be talking about Jalen Hurts in Alabama. I don't think 5 years from now, anyone will ever remember he played there. So I'm sorry, I just don't see it that way. I just, none of the moments, listen, what does Alabama care about historically? They care about winning national championships. That's what they care about. Throughout the entire history of that program, that's what they care about. They don't care about finishing second or third, or they don't care about those things. And I'm sorry, in terms of championship games on the biggest stage, go look at what Jalen Hurts did. He was terrible. I'm not making that up. He was just dreadful. I mean, it doesn't speak to who he is or what he is. It just says he put no points up on Georgia in a half, and Alabama was on track to lose like 35-0 under his direction. He couldn't throw a forward pass. He had guys running wide open at times, especially off a trick play, Ridley, and he couldn't even, you could have punted him the ball. He couldn't do that. So, you know, that's my point. I don't think people are going to be clamoring to get Jalen Hurts. I just don't. I mean, if you're looking for somebody who can be a backup quarterback, well, sure. I mean, there could be somebody who does that. And there are already reports about where he's landed. I mean, you know, at least when Kelly Bryant went in the open market, there were a lot of teams clamoring, competing for him. I just don't see that for Jalen Hurts. I'm looking at a Sports Illustrated article. This says potential landing spots, Maryland, Tennessee, Oklahoma. These people are so friggin' delusional. I'm sorry. You people have no idea what you're talking about. None. You think because Lincoln Riley brought in Baker Mayfield and Kyler Murray that they want Jalen Hurts? To do what? Honestly, there's got to be somebody in your employment who knows something about talent and has some sort of clue. If not, you need a consultant. Call me. For the right price, I'll help. Because honestly, you people have no idea what you're talking about. None. I mean, how many years in a row did I have to listen to this nonsense about Jalen Hurts was a leading contender for the Heisman or was the favorite for the Heisman when he was like the 50th best player on his own team? Now, because Oklahoma has brought in other transfers, let me explain to you the difference, Sports Illustrated. Baker Mayfield and Kyler Murray are freaks of nature. Jalen Hurts is a strong safety. Do you not understand that? You don't understand the difference, the distinction in those things? Auburn. Oh, that'll work well. If you want a way to get old Gus going faster, that'll work well. Miami. Oh yeah, why not? You already have seven quarterbacks who can't play. Let's add another one who can't play. I mean, there are times when I just want to beat my head against the wall. Give me a cement wall so I can slam my head against it 20 times. Again, this feel-good story about Jalen Hurts, I said it. It was a wonderful moment. The Georgia thing was a wonderful moment. It was a kumbaya moment. It was a feel-good moment. Let's keep living that. Let's not exist in reality where Jalen Hurts can't throw a forward pass. And, oh, by the way, I have a little newsflash for you. You take him out of that system where he has the benefit of Alabama's offensive line and running game, and you put him in any other sort of system, best of luck. Best of luck. You want to see a national interception record set in a single season? He's your guy. No, Billy Boat couldn't be more wrong. Kelly Bryant and Jalen Hurts, not remotely the same. Not remotely the same. Not even close. Let's get to the Northland Communication phone lines. Clemson fan. Clemson fan, how are
you? I'm good, Walt. How you doing today?
Appreciate you getting in.
Yes, sir. You and Ramona have the best show on WCCP, and I appreciate it.
Well,
enjoy listening.
Very kind of you. I think everybody does a good job here. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah. I know it's kind of premature. I know Dabo just signed a new contract, you know, less than two years ago. Any chance that he gets a significant pay raise for winning two national championships in 3 years?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how it's going to play out. Somebody asked me that yesterday as well. I think that you know, you hope that everything is good right now, but look, the nature of the world right now is that you have to keep the best happy. And so, you know, there's no way to even, you know, probably the administration doesn't want me saying this, but there's no way to even ascribe a value to what Dabo Swinney has done for Clemson. I mean, who knows? I mean, I don't even know what the value of what he's done. So the people who think, you know, there are a lot of people who always want to make arguments, especially the intellectual crowd, that these coaches are, these elite coaches are overpaid. No offense. You know, I'm sure that professors have tremendous value in terms of educating and sending people out into the real world. But from a financial standpoint, from a total university feel about themselves, from a enrollment standpoint, everything, there's no one in the history of Clemson football that has meant more than Dabo Swinney.
Yep, yeah, that's right. Well, if they don't give Dabo a raise, I sure as heck hope they give Brent Venables one. That's the reason why we won that game. I appreciate it, Walt.
Thank you, Clemson fan. Well, you know, again, he's the highest paid defensive coordinator in the country. I don't know. I can't remember what Aranda's number at LSU is right now. He's in a similar range, but he's in a comfortable situation. You don't run the risk. You know, and really, there's no risk here. You know, here's the thing, Ramona. Dabo Swinney said that we're a long way from being a dynasty. And he's right. You know, look, 4 years doesn't make a dynasty. It doesn't. 10 years might make a dynasty. And from that standpoint, he's right. But if you just extrapolate it out a little bit, if you just examine where it's headed, you have two more years of Trevor Lawrence. You know, again, you're going to have two really quality quarterbacks who had to leave this university because they couldn't beat out that guy. And both those guys are going to play well. Kelly Bryant's going to play well at Missouri, and Hunter's going to play well as also. Those guys are going to play well. Make no mistake about it. But that's the nature of what Clemson's doing. They constantly keep out-recruiting their already super talented players. And you're going to go from Trevor Lawrence, and by the way, there are other guys in this mix as well, but just for simplification's sake, and there's a good chance you'll go from him to DJ Stringed Instrument. And DJ Stringed Instrument has an even stronger arm than Trevor Lawrence does. And he's 6'6 and 250. He's playing in high school. DJ Stringed Instrument. You have no idea what I'm talking about, do you, Ramona?
No.
Well, his last name is, you know, Ugalele or something like that. So,
oh, okay.
He's going with DJ Stringed Instrument.
That sounds good to me.
It's a simplification for the time being. Until he actually commits, then I'll make sure I get the pronunciation right. Let's go to the Northland Communication phone lines and get Dustin in here. Knowles fan.
What's up, Walt?
How you doing, Knowles?
Everybody
fan?
Knows who I am by now anyway.
Yeah, I apologize.
Oh, no, you're fine. No, I'm doing good, Walt. I want to touch base with you. I heard you talking about the best teams earlier, and I just wonder why, and I don't know if you do it on purpose or if you just haven't thought about it. Why is 2013 Florida State never mentioned? Because if I'm not mistaken, they were the most dominant team in college football by beating people over 40 points a game.
Hold on a second. Why would I intentionally not mention them?
Well, not intentionally. I didn't mean, I just never hear them named ever. I mean, and they're one of the most dominant teams in college football history. So I don't understand. Why would you not?
Well, I mean, do you think that that team was as good as the 95 Nebraska Cornhuskers? Do you think that team was as good as the 2001 Miami Hurricanes?
I didn't get to watch the 95 Cornhuskers, so I can't make a comment on that. But the Hurricanes, I mean, I believe they could compete right there with them. I mean, we were a dominant football team, and all of our players went to the NFL, too. I believe both sides of the ball for the 2013 team, most of them are still in the NFL, if you look at it.
Yeah. I'm looking at what you did. I'm looking at what you did over the course of the year. You had a 14-point win over Boston College.
Boston College was the closest game, and then you had the Auburn game.
Which was three.
Which was three, and that one I understand, right?
And it wasn't a great Auburn team. So I mean, look, I think that's the problem. I mean, I think that are you saying, if you want me to say, well, that's a all time great team, it is. But if you want me to say that team's the equal of 2001 Miami or 95 Nebraska, I just don't even think it's close. I just don't. I think it's a great team. Like, this year's Clemson team is a great team and a great talent. But if you're talking all time, then I just don't think. Let me tell you something. The 95 Nebraska Cornhuskers would not have beaten that Auburn team by 3 points. They would have beaten them by 50 points.
I mean, that's fair, 100%. I just wanted to ask because, like I said, you're right.
That's certainly a team. Again, look, if I was going to embark on some study, personal study of the history of football, knowing what I know and going back and actually taking time to evaluate all of the entirety of the game, then that Florida State team, the 2013 Florida State team, would certainly be on my list. Where exactly on my list they would be, I'm not sure. Maybe I'll do that.
Well, that's fair. Well, I appreciate it. That's fair. I just wanted to kind of ask because I hear a lot of people talking about the greatest teams, but they're never mentioned.
No, you're right.
And like you said, you talk about all the NFL teams and all the NFL talent. I mean, a lot of those guys are in the NFL, and a lot of them's doing good.
Yeah, no, you're right. It was a dominant football team. You know, you just look down the schedule, and every game was by 40 points.
Jameis was out at halftime. A lot of people think, I mean, the starter, it was like this Clemson team this year.
Yeah.
We played a lot of players that year.
Yeah.
We did. But I got another little side note. So I've been arguing with a bunch of Florida State fans on this Jalen Hurts thing. He would be no better than DeAndre Francois, in my opinion. What is your opinion, Walt? Because I don't think he could throw as good as Francois, and I don't think he would be an upgrade at all.
Right, don't go anywhere. Hold on. Jimmy and Mark, I'm coming to you.
From the Priority One Security Studios, we are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville. 105.5, The Roar. Get ready. It's time.
Time for the South Carolina International Auto Show, January 11th through the 13th at the Greenville Convention Center. See hundreds of the hottest new cars, trucks, SUVs, luxury.